now 7 and a half of the hour. Good Day presents Good Day Health. This hour featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor website. I always start that way because it gives him a good identity and a good place for you to go. If you like what he's talking about, we'll remind you several times during the course of the hour about the benefits of using some of the services at the Forbidden Doctor, things they have there like their symptom survey. You can take that free, find out what's going on in your body, and then there will be some remedies suggested for you, things that you can do that'll heal you. Have you been healed today? Well, let's find out. Also, the latest podcast that Jack and his wife Mary put together, they have one every week. And last, what, the normal is what, 30, 40 minutes? How long do your podcasts last?
The shortest is about 30, 35. The longest almost runs an hour. But now the cool thing about it is we have a video cast to go with it.
Really?
Yeah,
the video cast of the slides. Podcast of you doing it.
Of slides of actual written material that goes along with what we're talking about, so we can actually start showing statistics, we can show diagrams, show maps, all these different kinds of things that we could only verbally describe before, but now it's there on the screen.
All right, so the podcast this week focuses on a way to heal mental health problems, because the mental health issue or issues are widespread. We have a lot of people in this country. I was talking earlier about this fellow who put dead skunks and rats and raccoons and stuff in the mail to a guy who got a job as a high schooler. No, it wasn't even high school. I think it was junior high school coach. And it just, I mean, the sick kind of stuff that people do. And by definition, all the murders and all the unhealthy things that are going on in our society are done by people who are out of balance. So is it safe to say that what we eat, you become what you eat? I think that's part of what the mental health issue. We have all this fatty food. Talk about food and mental health, Jack, will you? A little bit.
Well, it's part of the mantra that Mary and I have had for some time now, that disease is not caused by virus and bacteria, although they can contribute to a worsening of a disease process. The disease is really caused by malnutrition. And even though the heart is the quickest organ in the body to respond to poor nutrition, and also the quickest organ in the body to respond to good nutrition, whenever there's a problem with the heart, you know, all the other organs are suffering. And the older we get, the more there begins to be a little bit of problem with the heart. You know darn well that brain has begun to suffer as a result of its major food source, what the heart delivers to it, has begun to be diminished to some degree. And so neurotransmitter levels, synaptic connections, oxygenation of the brain, the flow of cerebral spinal fluid through the brain that is just a constant rush of good, clean, healing waters through the brain tissue itself to bring in oxygen and nutrition and to take away waste products. If all of those functions begin to be diminished by any degree, there's going to be a diminishment of brain function, whether it's, you know, cognitive ability or things that start to lead toward dementia. It doesn't make a whole lot of difference. There's going to be some deficit in the function of our brain that begins earlier in life with the kinds of food choices we make.
So, under the circumstances, this thing has grown exponentially as the health crisis related to food has grown. Do we look around and see all of the mental illness, or is mental illness just being more easily described these days than it used to be?
Well, there's a lot of copping out. I guess that word still works now, in the sense that whether it's autism or whether it's this, you know, they just announced there a moment before the show started during the break that the number one killer of children now is cancer. So whether it's autism or cancer killing kids or whatever other problem, they want to blame it on the fact that people are suddenly opening their eyes and noticing around them that there's all these autistic children and there's all these children dying of cancer that we didn't see for the last decade or two decades or five decades, which is utter nonsense. The fact is that our life that has been dependent upon chemicals. In other words, if you've got a problem, there's a pill for it. And if there's no pill for it, then it's all in your head and you're crazy and you don't really have a problem. That kind of thinking is fostered daytime television shows. It's in the evening medical fantasy shows, so that there's this subliminal thought that has passed throughout our generation and our population that we can live better chemically rather than nutritionally. And when we give up our nutrition for the chemical side of life, these are the things that begin to multiply, like an overgrowth of mushrooms because you've had 3 weeks of rain, and suddenly you look in the yard, where did all those mushrooms come from? It's not because you suddenly became aware of it. It's because there's an awful lot more of it. And that is, I don't know how to state it more simply than that.
And what brought you to this? How do you decide what you're going to do every week in the podcast?
Well, a lot of it, some of it comes from what we've talked about, on this morning show, and some of it comes from questions from patients. And we have just finished two more for the next 2 weeks that will be updated this Friday and the coming Friday. And then some of it, we just get a wild hair. Sometimes we're getting ready to plan a particular show on the heart or the liver or relationships or the mind. And then all of a sudden we think, we haven't really talked about the relationship between mental problems and nutrition. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where this one came from.
Yeah.
And we start talking about it between the two of us. We talk about it over breakfast or lunch or if we're texting back and forth thinking about it. And then all of a sudden a skeleton shows up, and then we start adding some meat and skin to it.
And
suddenly we got a podcast. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Also at ForbiddenDoctor.com are a couple of ways for you to have not only taking the symptom survey and getting the results back from that, but I think you should look around the website and see the details, see the stories, see the referrals as to using their ageless thyroid product at Forbidden Doctor and the long life energy enzymes at Forbidden Doctor. These are both things people who are close to me have started, and I've gotten them for them, and then they go on to order them themselves because they are that good. So if you go to Forbidden Doctor, look at the there are a couple of different ways you can go around. You can see for information purposes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on products and then click on Long Life Energy Enzymes or the thyroid. And if you want to buy some, you can use a code. Doug gives you 10% off. Just use the code Doug. 10% off with Doug. 14 past the hour here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Good Day Health, overviewing some of the health news, approaches you can take to be healthier, a weight loss therapy that focuses on personal values and mindful decision-making has been tested to see if it can help people shed more pounds. Researchers call the approach, Jack, acceptance-based behavioral therapy, or ABT, and over the first year, people who got the therapy lost more than 13% of their initial weight. To put that into perspective, current therapies typically help people drop 5 to 10% of their starting weight. So this is better, obviously, than that. They say that people involved choose a goal based on their personal values rather than looking for a number like they do on The Biggest Loser on TV. The fellow that runs this says we emphasize that particular point, personal values. And so the question comes up, why does that matter? And I guess that would be something I would ask of you. When you see people that come to you that are grossly overweight and you tell them they're going to lose weight, do they ask you how? Do they ask you, should I go to Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers?
Yeah, I get questions like that. I do. I get questions like that. I don't need to tell somebody who comes in my clinic that's 350 pounds. They know they need to lose weight. Mm-hmm. They notice that I've lost weight. Now, I need to lose more. You know, I admit that right here on the radio. But I have lost over 80 pounds. I mean, the biggest I ever was terrible, and that was 6-7 years ago.
Right.
And
when I first met you, you were way too heavy.
Yeah, and, you know, just better food choices. Mm-hmm. And not trying to do it overnight, not trying to be the biggest loser on talk radio kind of thing where you put in a program that so changes the metabolic balance of the body that it sends the body reeling for some time. Not the easiest, but one of the most effective ways is just portion control. You just start cutting back on the portions, and you get rid of the stuff you know you shouldn't be drinking. You shouldn't be drinking soft drinks, for one thing, or anything, or candy bars. You just start eliminating that, and then you have to replace it with something. Mary's always telling her patients, says, you can't leave a vacuum. Get some raw nuts, maybe a little bit of dried fruit, so that when you get this sugar craving, you eat something raw like this to take the place of the processed sugary things. And as far as, you know, developing some kind of a diet program based around your personal values, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are your personal values? I only want to be 20 pounds overweight.
No,
I only
want to
be 40 pounds overweight. Yeah, you want to be healthy.
My personal values are I want to be healthy. That's what I want.
Well, maybe that's it. And maybe if you bring that more into the fore, maybe you bring that more into the showroom there that you live in, and you look at it in a sense of, well, this will make me feel more valuable about myself. I think that's there's a curveball in there that may not get hit correctly.
What is a fatty liver? A question from a listener coming up 21 after the hour.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up, might have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
3 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Happy to be on the Good Day Health Hour, or one of two that we have every week. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is in the other hour. Both of these gentlemen have, in my experience, working with both of them, have stellar backgrounds, stellar experience, stellar credentials. They just happen to approach medicine with a different eye, and so that's why I want them both on, so you are able to listen, hear, and understand what their focus is, so you can make a choice when it comes to similar things that may be bothering you. I think probably the most obvious is vaccines, vaccinations, what happens with that. I'll tell you something that they both do agree on, and that's the use of super beats. Super beats, the power of these beats that bring you the power of nitric oxide. It's really, Jack, when you get to studying nitric oxide, it's the third most important gas component of your body, and it allows you, when you have enough of it, to open up, or your body is going to be told to open up the arteries so that the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all over, and thus you become, if you're exercising, stronger and bigger. If you're concerned about your blood pressure, this keeps it regular. If you are concerned about how your heart is functioning, or your liver, or your any of your organs, your skin, you will not have to worry at all using the beets from Super Beets, the beet elite, if you will. The organs in your body will respond wonderfully to you getting all of the blood. By the time you're going to be Jack's age, my age, 62% of your blood vessels are somehow or other compromised. So if you boost the nitric oxide level, which Super Beets does by 99%, you'll get all kinds of benefits that are better than L-arginine and Viagra and other things. This affects your brain, your muscles, your eyes, your heart, your lungs, your limbs, everything, your hands, your feet. So get in on this. This is a fabulous way for you to keep the blood flow going and to keep you healthy. It's not a secret anymore. We've been talking about this for a long, long time. Help yourself to Super Beets by dialing 800-655-4183. I think I've told you enough, Jack, didn't I? Give enough.
Yeah, you just say, imagine using food, of all things.
Yeah, it's food.
To assist the body's normal processes.
Yeah. It's food, all food.
Who would have thought of
beets.
That?
Beets and food make you healthy. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free when you have your first order. It's a 3-month supply plus one, so you pay for 3 months, you get 4 months. Call them at 800 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com. Get the book, Beat the Odds, get free shipping, get in on this. And by the way, if it doesn't work, get your money back. So that's what's superb about this company and the product. Super Beats. Everybody in your family should be on this. It's all natural and nothing but helpful. 800-655-4183. I was looking at this business, and I don't want to cut this, give it a short shift. I saw this question from Dan about what fatty liver is. I know that you and your wife gave me, I think it's choline. How do you pronounce that? Chocoline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E. Mm-hmm. It's a standard process. And I looked at the description of it, and Mary wrote on the sheet that she gave to me that it's to take care of fatty acid deposits. I'm sorry, fatty liver deposits. Yes. So I want to talk when we come back about fatty liver. I was first familiar with it because a cow that I had died of fatty liver. I'd never heard of it before. And then I found out that I had it. And so it was, you know, I bet you most people who have it don't know that they have it. We'll tell you how you can figure out whether you've got it or not, what to do about it coming up next year. Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell at 28 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Frank Kelly served as a state attorney general longer than anyone in the history of the United States. During a 37-year career in Michigan, the lifelong Democrat created the country's first consumer protection division. Frank Kelly's reputation as a consumer advocate helped him win 10 elections, as well as the support of many trial lawyers.
So when Kelly retired and he was asked to speak to a large group of lawyers, he surprised many when he told them that there's too much litigation today. He said, too many lawyers think that lawsuits are the first resort, when they should be the last resort. His comments were reported in the newspaper the next day, and I've kept that article ever since. Let's be fair. Last week we heard that the former liberal icon George McGovern believed there are too many lawsuits in America, and this week we hear the same thing from the Attorney General who created the very first government agency to protect consumers. It reveals that support for ending the problem of excessive litigation is much more widespread than many may think. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done. Falling in love in the setting sun. I've got a song and a smile so bright. I'll make you wish you were here tonight. And if it's
let's keep working on your health and well-being. Courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a NUCCA-trained chiropractor, which is the full spine approach to chiropractic, head to foot. It's just that what the adjustment focuses on is your neck. It's really fascinating. If you haven't gone through it, Jack would be a great one. You go to a Forbidden Doctor and ask him questions about how it works and maybe where there's a NUCCA chiropractor near you. Meanwhile, I teased a bit what Dan's question was. What is fatty liver? As I said, I didn't know anything about it until I found out that one of my cows had it. And then when Mary Stockwell did an exam on me, she seems to think that I have had fatty liver. That's not good. So what is it? How do you deal with it? What causes it? And what do you do to get rid of it?
Well, a little bit of fat in the liver is perfectly normal. That's one of the major fat processing areas of the body, of course, is the liver. Fat's processed inside of cells, but it's mostly processed in the liver for the release of energy that's locked up inside of fat. The problem is that when it's getting more than it can possibly handle, and the major job of insulin, we always hear insulin related to sugar and diabetes and things like that. Yeah. The major job of insulin is fat storage. And what insulin will do is it will take any available carbohydrate that your body doesn't need, that it's using for fuel and energy, and convert it to fat. And people who have high-carb diets are the ones who have an awful lot more weight than they want to have. Or their ability to process these carbohydrates will lead to higher fat. Now, there are some food additives that have showed up in the last couple of decades, maybe three decades, specifically high-fructose corn syrup. And fructose is the fruit that's in sugar. I mean, the sugar that's in fruit is fructose, whether you're eating a peach, an apple, whatever else.
Turn it around, folks. Whatever Jack says, turn it inside out, upside down.
And upside down and inside out is fructose. And fructose goes a different direction than, say, table sugar like sucrose in the body's mechanisms. Fructose doesn't really raise insulin levels, but it has to be processed and converted into glucose because at the end of the day, the only sugar the body, you know, and there's some exceptions, but the only sugar the body really uses is glucose as a result of our digestion. And when we eat fruit sugar, which is fructose, it has to be converted to glucose. And that takes place in the liver. For the most part, it takes place in the liver. And if it's getting too much of this, the body will convert it to fat because it doesn't have time to release the energy that's in it. And when you look at how many different things that we're eating today that has HCFS, or HFCS, high fructose corn syrup, we are literally being blasted by a processed sugar. Agave is one of the big fads in the health food stuff right now, but it's terrible.
Isn't it?
It's overly processed fructose.
Wow, I didn't know that. I got some of that recently.
It's slightly different than high fructose or high fructose corn syrup, but it's still a fructose corn syrup in the sense that it doesn't have any corn in it, but it's a heavily overprocessed sweetener that comes from fruit. And when you give these concentrated sweeteners to the body still has to process it, but it's not going to process it on your schedule. It's going to do it on its own schedule. And so it will convert that energy to fat until it can deal with it. And the problem with the fatty liver is it's not just this big glob of fat that hangs on the side of the liver. It's throughout the liver. And the liver, like other organs, has a capsule around it that gives it its shape and keeps it contained in a certain area. So when you have this internal pressure growing from a tumor like in cancer or from a fatty liver, which isn't cancer, but its effect is somewhat similar, you start smashing and condensing liver tissue, and it can't function correctly. And obviously, we can't live without our livers. And fatty liver disease can lead to death.
So
lots of grains, lots of processed carbohydrates, lots of high fructose corn syrup. You can't escape having a fatty liver.
So that's what causes it. Would you know if you have it? How is it? I'm trying to remember how Mary figured out that I had it. I don't remember.
Well, when she did that bioscan on you, it indicated some kind of stress going on inside the liver. And based on the outward symptoms, that there wasn't anything that was like, oh, my gosh, you got to go get a CAT scan of your liver right away because there may be some dysfunction or something like that. There wasn't anything like that taking place at all. And it's just this may be a possibility, and here's a way to help it. Here's a way to help the body catch up in the processing of that fat. And that's why she gave you the choline. And there's some other things. But one of the best things, which was the way I lost my weight, was through the GAPS diet. You know, it's gut and psychology syndrome, GAPS. There's a lot of information at ForbiddenDoctor.com on that. And we've had so many, I can't even count the number of patients, who not only have lost the weight, they've kept it off. Our big winner, 97 pounds, she went on GAPS. It took her about a year and lost 97, and she has kept it off for, I think, like 2 years now. So, it's not... this privation stuff. That's not this, oh, I'm going to lock myself in a room and I got to put a lock on the refrigerator. No, you just change a few things that you eat that changes the body's metabolic rate, and it helps to heal and seal the gut. It gets rid of food allergies. It gets rid of other kinds of allergies. It gets rid of sugar cravings in a matter of a few days, so that what you were going nuts for in the middle of the night or the middle of the afternoon before a week is over with, you don't even look at it twice. It's a very powerful way, not just for weight loss, but to restore health and strength to the body. Mary told me it took her 2 years. It took 2 years to lose that 97 pounds, but she did. But the important thing, she's kept it off.
You just Google this. One of the things that's recommended by one of these medical services is to take probiotics.
That's part of the GAPS. Probiotics is a part of GAPS.
Yeah, right. And avoiding supplements, iron, niacin, vitamin A, they are not good for your liver.
No, because what they're talking about is the synthetic versions. Now, you eat whole foods, you're going to get niacin. You're going to get vitamin A. You're going to get some of these other things that a lot of medical studies tell you to stay away from.
I'm pretty cynical.
I agree with them.
Whole food.
I agree. You stay, though, whole world's distance away from synthetic vitamins.
It's so hard to get, never mind synthetic vitamins. Yeah, you stay away from them. But also... trying to find, you said you eat your way into it. I'm very skeptical about the food system, the food that we're growing. I eat a lot of vegetables, but I think that they're suspect. There are a lot of GMOs that you don't even know exist. If you're not getting it from your local farmer and, you know, even having a conversation with him about this sort of thing as it applies to you. These are this this food thing in our country is really getting serious.
This is a good point. This is a very good point you bring up, Doug, because there are countries in Europe that are banning GMO foods. Here in this country, Congress is considering passing a law that they don't have to tell you. The food industry doesn't have to tell you they put GMOs in your food.
Well, they've already gotten to that point. So milk thistle apparently is good, according to this.
For the liver.
Yeah.
That's one of the best herbs for the liver, silymarin.
Vitamin E, curcumin, that kind of stuff. All right. So there are ways of you identifying your whether you have fatty liver and ways of taking care of it. Eat the right foods and take the right supplements. That certainly is a bylaw here. 43 past the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug. He's got a license. I don't.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. But treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Good Day Health, Doug Steffen, with a focus on those of you who jog. If you are a jogger, you could be helping your brain and your memory, according to some research that came out this week. I find this fascinating. I am an exercise person, but I do not run. I have, through my entire life, I tried to run. I was a track guy when I was in high school and did okay in running the 100, but I was never any good at endurance, long races and stuff. Forget it. I had short, squatty sort of muscular legs, and that's not good for running long distances. But I also instinctively felt that pounding away on a hard surface was bad for your ankles, your feet, your legs, your knees, your hips, your back, your spine, your shoulders, your brain. I always thought that. I used to say that in high school. And I, as an adult, became more convinced of it as I started having a lot of trouble with my back and my shoulders because of lifting heavy things the wrong way when I was a kid. So now when you look at this, you find that the research suggests that what happens when you are running releases, your body releases proteins that help to boost your brain's ability to remember things. In the study, scientists traced a protein from the muscle to the brain. And this is something, you know, we talk a little bit about this product, Superbeats, which basically does this. It activates in the brain the juice that makes the muscles pump out and get more when you're exercising. This study also found those without compound, the compound that's produced, this protein that's produced, if you don't have it, you don't have a good memory. You haven't got good recall. You don't have a good remembrance. So apparently the bottom line is running increases the levels of this protein, therefore boosts the powers of recollection. So those of you who are inclined to run, go for it. There is a research paper out this week, Berkeley, studying how your feet change the needs of air conditioning, of air-conditioned buildings. Feet, it turns out, are sensitive to temperature. When you get cold, the blood vessels in your extremities are the first to constrict. I've had frostbite in my toes. That's one of the reasons I don't stay in the cold in the wintertime. My fingers, when I was a kid on the farm, fingers and toes both got frostbitten. So I have no stamina at all in my feet, especially.
Wow.
And so anyway, according to the research anyway, if you live or work in a building where it's cool all the time, it's interesting. If you could heat or cool the feet, it would cut energy costs, according to the study. There is a complaint often about small space heaters. And how people are kind of dangerous, but people put them on their feet. They want foot warmer. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff. So I'm very interested to know what you can tell. I think Superbeats is the secret.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Yeah, I really
absolutely
do.
Absolutely. Expand, dilate those capillary beds in the toes. Get some more heat of the blood into your feet.
Yeah. But if you're from northern climes like I am in Jackson, you're bound to have been exposed to cold that you didn't expect. You weren't, you know, I know that's what happened to me when I was a kid. I didn't pay any attention. I was shoveling snow. I didn't even have gloves on. And I didn't have regular boots on. I wore shoes when I was a kid out in the snow, which was foolish. It's snow in your feet. It's cold. Your hands get cold. And it comes on so fast, it gets you. Before you know it, you're under the spell, if you will, of with the cold. And once you have had this frostbite, your extremities will never be the same. Even if you take Superbeats would be helpful, but there's still the blood never gets all the way out there again, for whatever the reason. I don't know why that is.
Well, there's there's another natural way to do this, and Mary just reminded me of that because she's listening to the show. Is keeping the kidneys warm. Not only does most of the warmth in the body comes from the liver. And all the blood is going through the liver every few minutes. The liver really runs hot to keep the blood warm. But the same thing is true with the kidneys, because the kidneys don't just filter urine out of the blood and water and minerals. It has several other kinds of hormonal functions, especially the adrenals sitting on top of the kidneys, that have to be kept as warm as the liver. And there are these belts. I don't know where you get them. I think you could Google a kidney belt. When the weather's colder, it's kind of a strap you put around your back. It has warmer pads on the back right over the kidneys. And there are a lot of people who report that they just don't feel as cold in the extremities when they wear a kidney belt in the wintertime.
Or eat a lot of kidney beans, perhaps, one way or the other, to deal with that. Crohn's disease will be what we focus on next.
I'm Pete. I just launched my first company. Thanks to Custom Inc., I can get my name out there with custom t-shirts, jackets, and polos. I just uploaded my logo online, and with a few easy steps, I had my crew covered in no time.
For all of life's events, choose Custom Inc. Promote your own business and elevate your brand with custom business apparel from Custom Inc. It's easy and fun to make a statement with Custom Inc.'s online design lab. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your business today at CustomInc.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800, and the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech. On websites like YouTube and blogs like The Drudge Report, we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
I tell them music is a doctor. Makes you feel like you want to.
All right, we have 53 after the hour now on another hour of our Good Day Health program. This becomes, there's entertainment value here, educational value. There's so many varied and sundry people with questions. You can send an email to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, if you want us to dig into some of your problems or, in general, the thing about fatty acid. I thought was really that was an essential conversation because a lot of people don't know, but I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but many of you may have the problem and you don't know it. So that was the reason that I did as much as I did, or I had Jack do as much as he did. About 565,000 Americans have Crohn's disease, which is, as I understand it, Jack, it's incurable.
From a medical point of view, it's incurable.
Digestive system goes awry, right? Isn't that what it's about?
Well, it's just a serious inflammation of the walls of the intestines.
Bad bacteria?
Yeah, of the bowel. Well, that's it. It's a result of malnutrition and dietary choices that have allowed the overgrowth of the wrong kind of flora. The microbiome has been altered, the flora that grows in the gut, of which there are trillions and trillions and trillions of these cells. And there are some that are very beneficial, some that aren't so. And when the beneficial bacteria kind of get pushed aside by the less beneficial, you're going to have a constant source of irritation to the walls of the gut. And in time, your own immune system, you'll begin to develop what are called autoantibodies against your own gut wall. And then an autoimmune process starts to set in. And there's a lot of different kinds of gut problems. There's irritable bowel syndrome. There's ulcerative colitis, which is terrible because that can move into cancer very easily. And then there's Crohn's, which is has a strong autoimmune aspect to it. And from a medical point of view, it is untreatable. There's no cure for it. So all they do is give you anti-inflammatories and things to try to calm the situation. But from a natural, there's a great, great way to deal with this, and that's to change what is going through the gut wall that keeps this irritation going on. And this is one of the shining moments of gaps in the number of Crohn's people we've taken care of, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic diarrhea or constipation. When you can change the flora that's in the gut wall, you can change the entire health of the body, not just what's in the gut. And that's one of the primary focuses of the Forbidden Doctor. And I like it when we start the show, Doug, and you say, "Here, you know, here's the Forbidden Doctor himself," kind of thing. But you know, and I know, the Forbidden Doctor is inside. No, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is inside of you, that you are forbidden by our modern culture to know that even exists. Yet it built you. It grew you inside your mother's womb. It knows exactly how the body runs. It knows how the body needs to be built. It just needs the raw material to do it, and it can heal itself of anything. I mean anything, including Crohn's.
Yep. All right, so there's that. Let's move up a little bit. Your lungs. At this time of year, when you... I didn't realize this. I saw a preview for that movie, Mount Everest, about climbing Mount Everest.
I saw that.
One of the problems they encounter is what happens when you breathe cold air into your lungs, because air needs to be, it's better for you when it's warm than it is when it's cold. Do you think the average person knows that? That we get ready for...
Well, that's part of the forbidden information. That's the job of the Forbidden Doctor, is to give you guys the forbidden information. And what you just said is absolutely true. And when you get one of the, you know, your skin is the thing on the body that absorbs heat or gives off heat from an external environment more than anything else. The lungs are next. And a lot of the cold air that comes in will cause some constriction inside the lungs, because the body doesn't want to give up the heat that it's holding on to. But, you know, the major problem in that movie that they're showing, of course, is the depletion of oxygen. The higher you go, the less oxygen there is available. And when you're having all that cold air with a decrease in oxygen, then you can start getting some swelling of tissue inside of there that causes the collection of fluid. The term just escaped me there for a moment. But there's a term for when the lungs swell and fill with fluid. And a lot of times like you would get with an inflammatory condition with pneumonia or something.
A lot
like
of
that.
People get pretty, we only have about a minute left here. A lot of people get pretty upset this past week with the news that we have the lowest oxygen level in the history of the planet. And people think, you know, I'm going to die. It's like 18%. Still, it used to be 24% or 28%. And I don't know what it means either, other than, are you breathing harder? Is it more difficult to breathe because there's less oxygen in the air? I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, it'll take longer in a minute to answer that one.
Right.
But yes, there is decreased levels of oxygen. The major gas we breathe is nitrogen, and oxygen kind of just comes along for the trip. Nitrogen's kind of inert. Oxygen, obviously, you can't live without it. Maybe we can talk about that next week.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, visit his website. Go from top to bottom at ForbiddenDoctor.com, 59 after the hour.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplace. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/riskindex. That's travelers.com/riskindex.